America. The Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters, and I'm here to tell you that we've got it all. The Samsung high-efficiency active wash with the convenient built-in pre-wash sink. Yep, we've got it. The GE Cafe French door refrigerator with the Keurig K-Cup brewing system on the door. Got that, too. Bosch dishwashers whose quietness is only matched by their flexibility. We've got it all. Not only does Appliance Discounters carry these amazing appliances always at the lowest price, we're also a factory-authorized servicer. At Appliance Discounters, you can get it all.
Stop by Firestone and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Firestone, complete auto care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Welcome back to the Large Morning Show. Scott Sherman in for Paul, in for Frank. Thank God for Dan Strauss. And we're all fair to Midland. We were discussing with Colin Jeffrey, who was given the title of movie boy?
Showbiz boy.
Before we get to his report, about... did you guys know why they call Chicago the Windy City?
Nope.
And he was doing it in a very sedate...
Animated
boy.
Yeah. No.
Colin doesn't like to deal with things that are ridiculous.
And nonsense. He doesn't have time for nonsense.
He doesn't have time for nonsense. And he doesn't suffer fools. So he set us straight. Who cares is the answer to why is Chicago named the Windy City.
Before we get calls,
Colin,
I
welcome.
Know why. I got held up by a Chicago resident who didn't understand a joke.
You guys were joking, saying it was something ridiculous between the group, and somebody felt the need to interrupt you guys and correct you, even though you already knew.
Tell the story.
No,
it's a great story.
Oh, I've got this little heart rate monitor on my wrist. When I tell the story, it starts vibrating.
Dan, tell the story.
Colin, Noel, I was up there with Colin and his buddies, and we were sitting around, and somebody said they call it the Windy City, and they thought, well, hey, well, it's windy up here. Maybe that's why they call it. No, it's because they blow wind, you know, break wind. So it's...
You get the story all wrong.
Colin, tell the story.
You get the story.
Oh, the fart story?
No.
So somebody accosted you. Is in the middle of your conversation.
Yes.
Private
all right,
conversation.
I'll tell the story. Colin and his friends had a joke. They had an inside joke between the group of them. Whenever they go to Chicago, they would always joke to each other, well, you know why it's called the Windy City, because it blows wind a lot here. And some outsider, outside of their group, some stranger, interrupted them in the middle of their hilarity and said, no, you know why the real reason why it's called the Windy City is because Chicago was full of corrupt politicians, and they would do long-winded speeches, and it was full of corruption, and so they were blowing hot air.
Yeah.
A stranger
wind.
Came and said that?
A stranger stopped us on the street and lectured us on this.
Thank you, said, Mayor Daley.
Colin said, I wish this Windy City would blow you away right now.
Colin punched him. Allegedly.
Oh, that was awful.
Welcome, Colin Jeffrey.
Thank you.
The KTRS news director and also the Tuesday entertainment reporter and then Friday movie reporter.
Showbiz boy.
Showbiz boy.
A.K.A.
Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome in, sir.
Thank you. How are you today, Scott?
I'm great.
Thank God for Dan Strauss.
Thank God for Dan Strauss.
Dan, turn your story into a passing gas for some reason.
I don't know.
It has to be about gas, right? That's all I know about. It has to be about that.
Anytime you mention wind.
I find Colin very interesting because he's an intelligent guy and he's passionate about things. And when I do come and loiter around this place before I'm trespassed, I come in and I spend some time with him. I try not to interrupt him, but I always know that I am. But it's always time well spent. So,
hey, thank you.
Nice to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
All right. This is not the blockbuster time yet because we haven't hit Memorial Day. Is that correct? Is that fair?
Well, we have our biggest, what will likely be the biggest movie of the year already out, Captain America: Civil War.
No.
You haven't seen it.
Are you going to mention today, I won't throw it out there, or we won't go into it now if you are later, but the big trailers that are causing a big buzz online.
Are you talking about the Ghostbusters
yes.
trailers? We can talk about it if you want. We'll talk about
okay.
those. But yeah, Captain America Civil War has been the number one movie for 2 weeks in a row. It just crossed $1 billion worldwide.
That's ridiculous.
Just
for the record, I love movies. I just want to tell you that.
Good, thank you. That's a good prerequisite.
That is a good person to have in a segment like this.
I love
is somebody that loves movies.
Because if I hated movies, there would be no real.
No, the segment would just kind of go bleh.
Yeah.
No,
we
would keep it going for you, Colin.
Yeah, so that's helpful.
Is this Captain America? This is the one with those Marvel comic people?
Yeah.
The Iron Man and the Avengers.
Yeah, the Iron Man.
Yeah.
The Iron Man who flies down the 305. I'm listening in the other room. Like, that's... yes. So that was... I really like that. That was one of my favorite Marvel movies. Now we're taking a deep breath of sorts because no one wants to go up directly against a Marvel movie.
It's get out of the way. It's just... It's coming.
Yes.
It's vacuuming up every 13-year-old's lunch money and, you know...
Yes.
All of their... Their graduation money from eighth grade. It's just coming.
Yes, people are seeing it multiple times, so everyone else should clear out. This weekend, we get a couple movies that could challenge it for the top spot. We get Nice Guys with Russell Crowe that I did not get to see this week. We get Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising with Seth Rogen, Zac Efron, Rose Byrne, I think. Yeah.
Zac Efron was in the first one, right?
Yes. He was in a fraternity that was causing
next
problems
door.
For Seth Rogen.
Now it's a sorority.
A sorority is
moving in next
door.
I wonder what's
going
to happen.
So they call Zac Efron back to use his sexy wiles to stop the sorority.
And he sleeps with everybody in the sorority and gives them sexually transmitted disease, and they have to move.
I don't know. I didn't see this one because I feel like that's probably pretty close. The first one wasn't very good, I didn't think. It was just real raunchy and didn't have a lot going for it.
Can we say this about Seth Rogen? You can smoke too much weed. It does take the funny eventually out. Because is anything as funny as the first couple of things that
he's
done?
No, I think he's done too much. He was putting out a few movies a year for a while there, and that's just too much. No one's that funny.
He's just out.
Yeah.
He's like Sandler.
We all love Louis C.K.'s show because there's a season like every 6 years, and it's like he's got all this great material to work. Seinfeld is the exception, not the rule. You can't make a consistently funny show, much less a consistently funny movie. So I didn't go see that. Instead, what I saw is Angry Birds.
I want to see Angry Birds.
Is that the app from... Is that the phone game?
It is.
And it's a movie.
They made a movie because there's an amazing amount of depth to the game. Flicking birds into wood structures.
Then we got the red bird, and then we got the black bird, and then we got a bomb, and then we got frogs or whatever those
pigs.
Toads,
green pigs.
Yeah, that sounds like a 90-minute experience.
90 minutes,
Did you make it the whole way, sir?
I did, because my daughter was with me. My daughter and wife were with me. We went for my daughter. McKenna, she's 4. She made it through the whole movie.
Really?
And
she probably loved it.
Well, sort of. She laughed a couple times, but it's despite being an app about flicking birds, it has a few things that are too mature for kids. Like, this is really sort of that. I think it's probably squarely aimed at tweenish aged kids. So the premise of this movie, it starts with Red, and that's his name. The red bird is named Red.
Fantastic.
And it's voiced by Jason Sudeikis. He's angry. He's an angry bird. And
I'm writing this down. Red, angry.
And the rest of the birds.
Are there happy birds?
Well, that's the thing. The rest of the birds in Little Bird Society are happy. They're not angry. And so Red gets sentenced because he accosts another happy bird. He gets sentenced to anger management. And that's where we meet the rest of
Charlie
the angry Sheen. Birds.
No.
Charlie Sheen.
Josh Gad voices the yellow bird.
Okay, is he funny?
Josh Gad is funny in real life.
He was in that movie with the guy that's in everything, the short guy. What's his name? Funny. Kevin Hart. Weren't they in a movie together? Bridesmaids 3?
No, they were in Best Man, where he hires him. That was not a funny movie.
That's where we would know him from.
Yes.
That's why
would know him as the voice of Olaf from Frozen.
I would not know him as the voice.
That's because you do not have a kid who is obsessed with Frozen.
And he also did a series on FX with Billy Crystal.
Called Comedians.
Yes, which was
I loved.
Yes, I did too. For the most part, it was good.
One season, and I think they messed up canceling that. But yes, okay. Josh Gad is the yellow bird that can accelerate. His name is Chuck, and his ability in the game is he can accelerate into things. So, of course, in the movie, he's very fast.
So do they play... Or that they have a role in their movie life that they're playing the game, or
no,
are they just
no, no.
existing as birds in birdland?
No, that's where we get to this being.
Okay.
Okay, and then one of the other birds, the other bird that speaks in anger management is Danny McBride.
Love him.
Yes.
How funny is that guy?
He's very funny.
Really funny.
So these are three pretty A-list talents, I would say, or at least B-list. These are high-profile guys. And he plays...
And if Jason Sudeikis isn't A-list enough, that Olivia Wilde that he's having a kid with for no reason, that's A++++.
Well, married. They're married. So
plus, what's her name's in it?
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, she's hysterical, too.
She plays the counselor of the anger management, and she's a chicken. But Danny McBride plays the blackbird who's a bomb in the game, and in this, he's named Bomb. See what they did there?
Wow.
Yeah.
And so Matilda is the chicken that can shoot explosive eggs out in the game.
Matilda.
And in this, yes, she's
and then
Matilda.
There are 10,000 scripts that can't get made, and this is a movie.
Yes. And before we get on to the rest of the movie, we're going to talk about the other people who've provided voices.
Okay.
Bill Hader, Peter Dinklage, Sean Penn, Keegan-Michael Key, Kate McKinnon, Tony Hale, Hannibal Buress. There are Emmy winners in this. There's someone who destroyed Bill Cosby in this movie.
That's right.
Like, responsible for destroying Bill Cosby. This has amazing voice talent for an animated movie. It's a shame there's not a good movie there. And so we have these birds who meet up in anger management, and sure enough, they're on Little Bird Island being frustrated because they're the only angry ones, and these pigs show up in a ship, and it seems too good to be true, and Red's trying to warn him, hey, this seems too good to be true. Well, sure enough, the pigs make off with all the birds' eggs, just like in the game. And this is where it gets really silly, is they try to shoehorn in all of the game mechanics into this movie. They just, why would there be a giant slingshot? Oh, here's why there's a slingshot, and it's just a bad reason. And it culminates in essentially a scene from a game. Like,
without giving it away, do they ever get to the reason why the birds are angry? To begin with.
Why those three?
Yeah.
I guess they feel ostracized. I'm not giving anything away.
You just did.
You have seen this
ostrich
movie.
Ostrich size?
Oh, yes. Ostrich size. You have seen this movie.
Fair to Midland.
50 times before. There's nothing new. This is the same story you've seen with other characters. It just has a bad video game exterior where they have to make it fit in an app. Again, this is by Sony Pictures, the same group that is bringing us the Emoji Movie next year.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes. So Sony Pictures Animated Division is really going for depth
here. You mean the thing that you put on your phone when you can't spell?
Yes. And so I'm making a prediction that there will be, in the Emoji Movie, a humorous use of the poop emoji.
Ah.
Oh.
That's going to be the big funny scene. And they will use the eggplant emoji in a funny way.
How much did it cost to make this thing? These are high-end folks. Sean Penn.
Yeah,
I mean that's not cheap to get him.
No, none of these people, I think it would be cheap. So it had a six-figure budget, or a nine-figure budget.
Terrible. And so,
but it's going to make money. There's no other kids movies out.
So a couple of questions, just sort of in the way you got to the movie theater. McKenna is only four. Did she play the Angry Birds game on a phone to get hooked into this, or is it just
I'm guessing
it's
she's
big
too young
and bright
for that.
And
I would guess she's played it.
Has she played it?
Yeah. Now sometimes she will just shoot all of the birds directly backwards and off the screen, but she enjoys. I mean, it's.
I would say the core kid group is probably 7 to
older,
9 or 10,
50. Because
7 to 50.
I've played it before, but I would not go to the Angry Birds movie.
No,
I've never played it, and I will go to the Angry Birds movie. Probably.
What's a Candy Crush movie coming out?
Yeah.
I mean, this is just terrible.
It sounds terrible. Well, there are a few moments that are funny. If you just look at it as summer, it's like, okay, there's action, and I can kind of have fun with this. But again, this has some really. I'm not going to say off color, but I'm going to say not appropriate jokes in there. Like, really?
It's not G, this thing.
No.
Do you think the jokes are for the parents that bring the kids? The jokes are probably over the kids' heads.
No, the offensive ones are right on the kids' level. Oh. The over the head, there's one that sticks out at the end that's... It's definitely just for parents. But that's the problem. Whether it's fair or not, Pixar and even Disney to some extent have set the bar for animated movies so high. It should be fun for the kids. It should be a little heartwarming. And parents should enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. It should have all of those. Every movie can't do that. But that's what you expect when you go to see a AAA animated movie. And this is just not that at all.
As opposed to a XXX animated movie,
yes.
Which is not for kids at all.
No.
No.
Now, I do have a question about animated movies, because you make a great point that they are really for, they're multiple targeted audiences to drag not just the little ones in, but mom, dad, and in between people. What's your favorite so far as we get to almost the halfway point of the calendar year? Animated film this year that you can think of?
I was just talking about this with my wife, and this is one of these times when she humors me and just lets me talk, and then, you know.
That's called marriage, I believe.
Yes, she just humors me here.
Right, Dan?
My favorite animated movie, and I'm curious to see if it will get the nomination for it because there's a live-action boy in it, is The Jungle Book. That is... outrageously good.
Yeah, it is.
It's the best animation I've ever seen in anything. It's a good story. It's very well done. The animation is so good that if you take a kid that's too young, they're going to have nightmares because the characters look so real. And when they're
completely agree.
Good. If they don't allow that to be nominated, and I don't know the rules, I'll have to look to see because it has a real boy in it, but everything else is animated. I don't know. Zootopia is the best animated movie of the year, just straight animation. Kung Fu Panda 3 was meh. Norm of the North is awful. That's going to be probably my worst movie of the year. Norm of the North was so bad. And I think those are the only animated ones.
I saw Kung Fu Panda 3. I've seen the trailers for the Angry Birds and that Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one that you're reviewing, I guess we're going to get the number of Collins or your thing here in a second.
His rating system is out of 10.
Just out of 10.
And, okay, and then in a moment. But I saw Jungle Book, and it scared me, and it looked horrible. But... it looked like something I would not want to sit through.
You saw the trailer or the...
Yeah.
You didn't see the...
It scared you? No,
the movie.
It scared me.
The movie.
It looked like a bunch of animals that are about to eat a child, and I don't want to sit through
that. No, the movie's tremendous, and I didn't see The Jungle Book when I was a kid or younger.
The Bare Necessities Jungle Book?
No, I had never seen any
of
that.
It's terrible.
And, and so I watched this, and
cool.
We actually went to the drive-in and saw... This was the two movies on the same screen was The Jungle Book and Zootopia, and it was great.
Yeah,
Jungle Book was tremendous, and then Zootopia was great.
Yes,
right. And good. The drive-through, of course, Dan.
Drive-in.
That's right. The drive-in.
The drive-through movie theater.
Drive-in. Yeah. Skyview.
Yes,
over in Belleville.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The drive-through movie is
Drive in.
Short.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 3 to 5 minutes. So how are we doing on this?
Angry Birds is 3 out of 10. And this is one, if you can drop your kids off, if they're that 12 range and you feel comfortable leaving them in one movie theater and you go see something else, do that. Because this is just rough for adults. They might enjoy it more, but it's rough for adults. It kind of goes on too long. And don't waste the money and see it in 3D, I wouldn't say. Just go see it.
Oh, drop the kids off at the pool and go in and
3D.
See it.
3D. All right.
Windy City.
All
right, you'll stick around for a little bit?
Yeah.
We'll figure out something to talk about. We got some traffic there?
We do.
Tim Weiland. How's the 270?
The 270, I guess, is fine. But Tim Weiland said there's a lot of stuff going on. He's airborne right now. He's flying around the city checking things out.
No, he's not, apparently.
He's not?
You're on your own, everybody.
Yes. Oh, he called and said he was flying. He was in the plane. But there he is.
Sorry, I'm just getting my bearings on what's going on and trying to make my headset work.
The bearings necessities?
Yeah, you know, that must have been kind of tough being at the drive-in watching two movies on one screen. How'd you do it?
I hate you.
All right. Well, they cleared this accident that was on westbound Highway 44 near the Geyer Road overpass. Now, 44 is really a mess both directions. You've got eastbound 44 drive slowing from Maraza through Highway 270. Westbound 44, you're slowing from Jefferson out through Hampton, and then from Laclede Station, the Murdoch Overpass, out through Lindbergh, and things are starting to break loose because of that earlier accident. Also on eastbound 44, you're slowing from about Grand up through Highway 55, but the good news is all lanes are open between Grand and 55, including the ramp. Both lanes are now open. Now we're over Highway 270. It looks like they also cleared the accident before Highway 55. Now you do have stop-and-go pockets from Dorset down through 44. It opens up from there to Graboi, and then you're slow from Graboi through Tesson Ferry. Downtown eastbound 40, that was jamming up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound was slow from Compton out through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by GoDaddy. Sales drives your business. Customers drive sales. GoDaddy helps you drive both with memorable domains, online marketing tools, and 24/7 help. Go you, GoDaddy. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take McGraw and Kelly Jackson with you?
Wait a minute. Business class? I'm sorry, I only fly first class.
No!
Yeah, thanks for the invite, but my hotel room must have a mini bar.
No! No, we mean take KTRS with you on your vacation via the KTRS app.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean I wasn't invited on your vacation?
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Now, you can call a contractor working out of the back of his truck and have him give you an estimate, but you're going to want a company that backs its work and can fix a problem if there is one. You want a company that's been around and will be there down the road. That company is Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances. They've been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or their showroom just east of 141 on Manchester Road. Call 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099 for Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances.
was embarrassed, especially if I was with my friends and they told a joke. I had to cover my laugh with my hand. Even smiling was a problem.
Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile with dental implants. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so for 40 years in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures, so you can eat corn on the cob and apples as well as reclaim your smile.
With confidence.
You deserve to be treated well. So go see Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And get your smile back.
I did at Bowen Dental Care.
Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
Thanks, Dr. Bowen.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the Little Blue Pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-375-1270 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-375-1270. That's 800-375-1270. Again, 800-375-1270.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-400-1284. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-400-1284. That's 1-800-400-1284.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Jay Randolph. Join me and handicapper Doug Knackman for our Pimlico Preview, the handicapping seminar tonight at 6:30 here on the Big 550. Nyquist goes for the second jewel of racing's Triple Crown. It's proudly presented by Del Mar Gardens, by Taco Bell, and by Fairmont Park, where you can watch and wager on the Preakness tomorrow afternoon. The Preakness Seminar, horse racing news for you tonight, 6:30 on KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I see what you did. We talked about Angry Birds. This is a flock of seagulls.
Look at that.
Exactly. I ran.
Back on the Large Morning Show, movies with Colin Jeffrey. Colin, you like old movies?
Yeah.
You like all movies?
Pretty much.
How funny were like the Marx Brothers? How funny is that still?
They're still hilarious.
And, of course, we'll mix a little law and movie, and it goes something like this.
But anyhow, we're all set now, aren't we?
Oh, sure.
Now, just you put your name right down there, and then the dealers
is legal.
I forgot to tell you, I can't write.
No, that's all right. There's no ink in the pen anyhow. But listen, it's a contract, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
We've got a contract, no matter how small it is.
Hey, wait. What does this say here, this thing here?
Oh, that's the usual clause. That's in every contract. That just says, if any of the parties participating in this contract are shown not to be in their right mind, the entire agreement is automatically nullified.
Well, I don't know.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause.
You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
That's 80 years old. And of course, you noticed, Colin, that Chico hit the tee.
Hit the T, exactly.
He did hit the T. Colin Jeffrey.
Chico. I thought it was Chico.
No, you got to watch. Oh, have you ever watched when Groucho Marx would go on the Dick Cavett show and be interviewed by Dick Cavett?
Oh,
for
later
hours,
in life?
Very late.
And he would tell a long, drawn-out story.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's some of the funniest and most interesting talk show banter of all time.
Back in my day.
Whoa, what in the world is going on here?
I've seen some of those clips.
And some people would drink tea. I was a coffee drinker.
Was it You Bet Your Life that was he on? Was he on there?
Yes, he was the host.
He goes, say the secret way, the duck comes down and you win $1,000.
Who's that?
That was Groucho Marx, yeah.
See, he does that to me.
Was that Chico?
Yeah, Chico. Got an elephant in my pajamas last night. How he got in my pajamas, I'll never know.
That duck soup.
Yeah.
Chicolini, when were you born? I don't remember. I was a little baby. All right, Colin. Is there any of this in Angry Birds?
No.
Oh, too bad.
No, you got a couple Colin's other stories, though, for us?
Colin does have some showbiz stories.
Netflix is...
That's not going
on.
Nothing's. That's never going to go anywhere.
No,
Netflix is preparing to release
zap movies into their house through some magic box. Good luck with that.
You know, I'm
Don't
not saying anything,
know,
Colin. I'm just sitting here. I'm not interrupting you at all.
You're fine.
I'm just letting you talk. But
you.
Those guys aren't.
That's good.
Go ahead.
Thank you. In Netflix is working on a reboot of Gilmore Girls.
Ugh.
I was not a fan of this, but it had such an unbelievably passionate following. So this Monday on...
Any male following? I mean, I think that would be a total female.
I talked to guys who have watched this, and they loved it. So we now know it's going to be called Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, and the poster will show up Monday on The Ellen Show. CW just picked up Supergirl that was canceled by CBS. So now CW has The Arrow, or it has Arrow, The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, and will have Supergirl.
Wow.
They are going to do a four-way crossover with all of the superheroes meeting in one episode.
Hey,
what was that?
No, you're a comic guy. Where in the world did Supergirl come
Thank
from?
Thank you.
Because you don't know. You hear about Superman coming from.
Just go ahead and watch
coming
it.
Down and everything, and I have no idea. All of a sudden, Supergirl appears.
Just go ahead and watch it.
And
it's
are these made up superheroes?
No, but where did she come from?
Book.
She came from Krypton.
She came from Krypton, too?
Sure.
Are they related in any way?
Well, they're both from Krypton.
They're just both from Krypton.
Look, you told us everything but the one joke in Angry Birds. Tell the man where this
would
super...
It be illegal
just watch it.
From. Would it be illegal for Supergirl and Superman to have sex with each
I would
other?
Not,
in any state except Kentucky.
I would not
Kentucky.
Recommend it.
Oh, man. You talk about... Holy moly.
IMAX is working with Google to create... virtual reality theaters, or places people can go to watch higher quality than they can get at home, virtual reality content.
Do I even know what that means? Am I supposed to know what that means? I don't know what that means. What is that going to mean?
So for the games, it's a heads... like. There's a couple devices, the HTC Vive, the Oculus Rift, Sony, I believe, is working on one. There'll be a few others out.
Yeah, you wear, it looks like a big swim mask,
that sit
but it's all blacked out, and there's a screen on the inside, and then you're handed two controllers, which become your hands in the virtual world.
Ooh.
Different buttons and triggers.
And you go to an IMAX and it's enveloped.
Well, we're not quite certain what it's going to take, but they are also working with Google to create, because the IMAX cameras are the best. Those cameras are the best cameras in the world. So they are working on a pair of virtual reality cameras, new high quality cameras. So it'll be interesting to see, because virtual reality, I think, is here to stay now. I think it's sort of hit critical mass. It's going to get enough users on computers for the high-end games that we're going to start to see it expand.
I'm not a big fan of reality.
Well, virtual reality, Dan.
No. Colin, when's the last movie or presentation you saw in IMAX format?
It was the Civil War, Captain America Civil War.
Oh, the not the 1861 through 1860. Not the real Civil War.
Did not see gods and generals on it.
Fake Civil War. How about, gentlemen, how about you? When's the last time you saw an IMAX format movie?
It was probably the one of the last Batman ones. Not
Holy
the,
cow.
Not the Ben Affleck
Dark Knight
one.
Rises?
Yes.
There you go.
Dan?
The end of the trilogy.
The last IMAX movie that I saw was Scrooge, that animated one, and it was in 3D.
Oh, wow.
That was a long time
with
ago.
With Jim Carrey as Ebenezer?
I guess so. It was
that
animated,
was horrible.
Correct?
Yes, but it was like his face animated.
Yeah, it was weird animated.
Yes, and the 3D was incredible.
Yeah.
You could reach out like the when it was snowing, it was like you could touch the snowflakes.
You could almost reach out and unplug the projector.
Yeah.
That's how bad.
But that was a long time ago.
I saw the World War II documentary that was voiced by the one Tom Brokaw did one for D-Day, and it was at the Science Center. I think it was 2 years ago.
I saw that one too. It's very tremendous. Short though. Yeah. I was upset how short it was. It was like 20-something minutes.
Yes. Amazing views of the coast of Normandy. I didn't realize how populated it was, but I wish it was longer.
Is that an IMAX? That's not an IMAX.
It was an OmniMax.
OmniMax.
So they probably used the they probably upscaled it to fit there.
What's the difference?
IMAX is OmniMax. OmniMax just extends over you. I saw Star Wars on the OmniMax.
Ooh.
The third time I saw it in theaters.
Wow, OmniMax. That's some people can't go in there and watch it because they'll get dizzy. And,
first 5 minutes, you want to throw up.
Really?
It just makes you nauseous a little bit, but it's worth it. You'll hang in.
Yeah.
All right. Next story, sir.
Just a couple things. We know that the upfronts came out. The networks let us know what they're really excited or what's coming out this fall. But now they've had some time to talk about it with the press. And so now we know what some of the networks are most excited about it. Fox, they are really going to push and are very excited about the Lethal Weapon series. I have no idea why. This is a tough sell to
me. I'm too old for this, bleep.
Yes. You can't even say the catchphrase.
No.
On Fox. 24 Legacy, another Fox reboot. So they are most excited about the shows that are just rehashing things that have been done. ABC, and this makes a bit of sense to me, is excited about Designated Survivor. I talked about this on Tuesday. This is Jack Bauer, plays a cabinet member who is left behind in the White House during the State of the Union, essentially. And there's a catastrophe in which he is now supposed to assume the office. And I will watch that. I like Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, so why not give this a try? There's just a bull. If you're an NCIS fan, you know this week was a very big episode. It's on the cover of magazines, but I won't say what happened. But there's someone from that show is going to star in a new CBS show called Bull that is a rough estimation of the early career of Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil?
Poll here. Do you like Dr. Phil? Yay or no?
No.
Colin?
No, I don't like him.
I'm the outlier here. I actually like Dr. Phil.
He's not a real doctor,
Phil.
You know.
Do you like when he calls people lazy and
yes,
awful?
That's my favorite thing. Like,
you are a moron.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Are you an idiot? Are you a moron? Are you effing stupid?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow,
that doesn't sound like Dr.
Phil. I'm too old for this, S. Why do I like Dr. Phil? I'm embarrassed now. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Mm-mm.
And then a show that I'm just going to point out, I know nothing about it, but I'm going to point you in the direction of this, and I'll find out more. No Tomorrow on the CW. If you watched Jane the Virgin or Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and if you haven't watched Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, it was free on iTunes a week or two ago. It might still be, but you should be able to find it on Hulu or something. This is like a comedy musical. It's very good.
Oh. And I saw on Facebook last night, they apparently bought a Facebook ad for it, a new Kevin James series.
Yes.
Coming to CBS.
CBS, Kevin can wait.
Oh, I saw.
It doesn't look good.
I saw MacGyver.
From the 4-minute promo video they had for it.
I saw MacGyver on Facebook. They were doing the trailer for MacGyver that's coming up.
And this sort of shows the disconnect. This is why a lot of them will be canceled, because they're excited about stuff that I've heard no one talk about positively.
But why? No one has any new ideas anymore. They're bringing back, look at Lethal Weapon, and then MacGyver, and all this other stuff. It's like they're not coming up with any new ideas.
Fox is struggling right now. Designated Survivor. I'm looking forward to that on ABC. And then No Tomorrow on CW. It was written by the same people who did, the same writer who did Jane the Virgin. If you're not watching that, go back and catch up. It's worthwhile.
I'm stuck with these Alaskan shows. What's wrong with me? Why am I watching Alaskan reality TV?
You and my friend Tommy would get along great.
Is that right? Did he go to Chicago with you?
He's the one who lives in Chicago.
Is that the guy?
No, he loves, I can't stand those shows. Alaskan Wilderness. We watch these guys trek. They've got 7 days to get from point A to point B. And oh, look at this. They meet a hobo who lives out in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, stop.
Mm. I got to shoot a moose or I won't eat. I got $40,000 worth of snowmobiles. Doesn't have any food.
Like naked.
Sell a snowmobile.
Naked and Afraid. That show. Naked yes. and Afraid. The problem is they all have a background of like being an expert camper. I just want to see like Ian get dropped off and like, you got to survive 2 weeks. You don't know anything.
Yes. No,
and just watch Ian eat the wrong things, run into bushes. They cause big problems. Just see if Ian can survive.
You don't want to see. Is underwear really the cheating?
Most of them, like one of the first things they do is make underwear.
You don't want to see Bear Grylls building a filtration system for his urine so he can drink it and survive.
Bear Grylls, who would drink urine and then walk off there and go stay in a hotel. That was the worst part. When we discovered he wasn't restrained.
Didn't he hack up a moose or something and crawl inside its carcass or something to get out of the cold?
And then he'd get out and stay in a hotel.
Did you like Vinyl?
No.
Frank loved you. Did
I watched the first episode, and that was enough for me.
I loved that show, and I can't wait for it to come back.
Well, it almost killed HBO.
Well,
$40 million.
Colin, we thank you. And just for...
Showbiz Boy.
Showbiz Boy. Mm-hmm. And your sponsor?
It's a great question. Is it Window World?
It is Window World.
Look at that.
Window World. It's not too late to donate, Window
World,
right?
Window World cares. St. Jude Trivia Night is tomorrow night, actually.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
It's a great cause. And just for all of you movie buffs out there and fans of show business, Colin, how about a little more Marx Brothers? You think? Can we
get
let's
go for it.
A little more Marx Brothers. Is it Duck Soup? Or Animal Crackers?
Lieutenant, why weren't the original indictment papers placed in my portfolio?
Why, I didn't think those papers were important at this time, Your Excellency.
You didn't think they were important? Do you realize I had my dessert wrapped in those papers? Here, take this bottle if I can get 2 cents for it.
Hello, boss.
Chicolini, I bet you 8-1 we find you guilty.
That's no good. I can get 10-1 at the barbershop.
Chicolini, you're charged with high treason. And if found guilty, you'll be shot.
I object.
Oh, you object. On what grounds?
I couldn't think of anything else to say.
Objection sustained.
Your Excellency, you sustained the objection.
Sure, I couldn't think of anything else to say either. Why don't you object?
Chicolini, when were you born?
I don't remember. I was just a little baby.
Isn't it true you tried to sell Fredonia's secret war code and plans?
Sure, I sold the code and 2 pair of plans. It's some joke, eh, boss?
No, but you're 20-1 we find you guilty.
Chicolini, have you anyone here to defend you?
It's no use. I even offered to pay as high as $18, but I no could get somebody to defend me.
My friends, this man's case moves me deeply.
Look at Ciccolini. He sits there alone. An abject figure.
I object.
I say, look at Ciccolini. He sits there alone. A pitiable object. Let's see, you get out of that one. Surrounded by a sea of unfriendly faces.
Ciccolini, give me a number from 1 to 10.
11. Right. Now I ask you one. What is it? Has a trunk, but no key. Weighs 2,000 pounds and lives in a circus.
That's irrelevant.
Irrelevant? Hey, that's the answer. There's a whole lot of relevance in the circus.
That sort of testimony we can eliminate.
That's a fine. I'll take some.
You'll take what?
Eliminate. A nice cold glass of lemonade. Hey, boss, I'm going to good.
Yeah. Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot. I implore you. Send him back to his father and brothers, who are waiting for him with open arms in the penitentiary. I suggest that we give him 10 years in Leavenworth or 11 years in Twelveworth.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take 5 and 10 in Woolworth.
I wanted to get rid of habeas corpus, but I should have gotten rid of you instead.
I object.
Even I object.
Then I object too.
You're on trial. You can't object.
There you go.
All right. We're going to get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we have eastbound 270 drivers on the brakes from McDonald, goes through New Florissant. You're a little heavy near the Halls Ferries through Bell Fountain. One thing to remind everybody, now, if you're coming in on eastbound 44, you're going to hit the brakes right around Shrewsbury through Jameson. Down at Jameson, they're down to just the two left lanes opened up. After it opens up a little bit after that, then you're slow from about southwest through Hampton. On, let's see here, westbound 70, you've got a slowdown that goes from Shreve through Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt, then you're heavy from 270 out through Highway 94 in areas. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're jamming up now just a little bit east of Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge, and I see some heavier traffic from the Maryland Heights Expressway to the Veterans Bridge on westbound 364. Staples, they have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, and with their new price cuts on ink and toner, they'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Stop by Firestone and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Firestone, complete auto care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
From ABC News.